For more than a century, a small area of Dorchester and South Boston known as the Polish Triangle has been a destination for Polish immigrants seeking a new life in America. But as housing prices there have soared, the number of Poles living there has dwindled. Some of the longtime businesses in that area are trying to strike a balance now between modernizing and keeping alive some of their traditions. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
When people say politics is like making sausage, kielbasa maker Danny Morris just smiles. He runs 20 pounds of pork butt through a grinder and into a pig intestine. No preservative, no politics.
With this here, you know what you're going to get.
Located in a one-story brick building in North Dorchester, DJ's European Market looks like a garage from the outside. But inside, it's a window into another time.
Tylko powiedzieć, że ty byłaś winna dla mnie.
Polish canned goods line the shelves. There's a rack of huge Polish donuts behind the register, and in the back, a deli with a dozen varieties of Polish kielbasa.
How much are Polish?
Polish too.
Michał Zementowski came in for lunch in a hard hat and a reflective jacket. The construction worker says the sandwiches here are enough to power him through the day, and they're affordable. $6.15 for a large kielbasa and sauerkraut sub.
Oh, it's delicious food. Can't get enough. We're here every day, so it's a really good find.
Zementowski has been working for months on the $200 million South Bay development, just outside the Polish Triangle. It's the area's biggest development in years, with a movie theater, shops, and almost 500 residential units on the way. But it's only the latest chapter in the transformation of the area, from blue-collar residential industrial to a place that looks more and more like gentrified South Boston. Median household income in the Polish Triangle has nearly doubled in recent years to $65,000, and half as many Polish people live in the ethnic enclave. Kielbasa maker Danny Morris says the neighborhood culture is changing.
There's no children anymore. There's single people. They move in, usually two and three people rent an apartment. Then if one of them gets married or has a kid, they move out.
Now DJ's European Market wants to increase its offerings to cater to that new clientele. Elena Morris took over the Polish deli from her father, who bought it in 1979. She says while business is thriving right now because of the construction, the makeup of the neighborhood has changed so much that half of her customers are now newcomers.
Even when my father was here, his biggest, lunch customers were the construction workers, the police, the fire department. Big, heartier guys that need a big sandwich. What's moving into the neighborhood is younger professional guys and girls that don't eat that way. So we will have to, adjust a little bit.
That little adjustment will actually be a big renovation that will nearly double the size of the market. The deli will continue with its affordable Polish offerings, while a cafe in the adjacent space will cater to the newcomers. Dawn Morris is the baker in the family. She has big ideas for the new cafe.
Teas, coffee. We might do a light breakfast. And then I'll have little baked goods, like the Polish donuts will be coming into the bakery.
I think you're going to sort of have to keep the Polish, especially if you're next door here.
Yeah.
One of the deli's biggest promoters is Jordan Hislop. He came on board as deli manager after his brother married into the Morris family. Hislop talks with one of the new customers about the cultural importance of a spot that first opened in the 1930s.
I think it's kind of just maintaining the older element in a style that is just kind of hard to come by.
It's a neighborhood deli.
It's
a neighborhood deli. Yeah. Piece of the neighborhood.
That's Tyler Evans. He works at a boutique bike factory, Firefly Bicycles, that came in across the street from the deli 5 years ago. Now Evans says he's looking forward to being able to grab an espresso across the street, especially if it means he can keep buying the kielbasa that's become a staple in his kitchen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.